The Hi, Princess Olga. And the Frog. Hello, Ronald Hatcher.
Hi, Olga.
What did you think of The Princess and the Frog, Mr. Hatcher?
I thought it was refreshing, brilliant, adroit. What's another word I could throw out there? Point is, it was...
Excellent.
Quite enjoyable.
Impeccable.
The animation style harkens back to Disney films of yore.
Thank you, Mr. Shatner.
You're welcome, Madam Olga. I don't know what to call it. Anyway, Princess and the Frog was... rife with nostalgia.
I was actually very fond of it. I was very, very much getting sick of the Pixar films. Although I do like them. I like The Incredibles and several others. But I miss the old school ones. I grew up with them. I love The Little Mermaid and The Lion King. And actually kind of like Hercules because of Megara.
Hercules.
Yeah, I like that one.
I, for one, am an enormous fan of the Pixar films. Mm-hmm. Some of them. Not all of them. Cars sucked. But Princess and the Frog was really a sight to see. It was really took me back to when I was a kid.
I think it's a step in the right direction. They shouldn't abandon that entirely because we grew up with those things, and a lot of people loved them, and it worked for decades. Mm-hmm. Generations grew up in the old films. And what do you think of the negative press that was surrounding the films because the princess spent so much time being a frog? There are a lot of people who are not fond of that.
I admit I am guilty of being a part of that negative press.
Me too.
Because I noticed in the trailer, the first trailer anyone saw, before anyone had seen any footage, the first couple seconds you see the first African-American princess ever in a Disney film.
And she's a frog.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Later, she turns into a frog. But having seen the film, it is much more than just the hype mm-hmm. around the fact that it's just an African-American princess. Dear gods. It's actually much more than that. There's a real story there. There's a real heart to it.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I'd actually have to admit that there were several parts that made me cry toward the end. It was very heartwarming. And very pleasant.
If I had a heart, I would agree with that.
If you're a Cylon.
But I'm a Cylon. A Cylon. Excuse us.
A Cylon.
Listeners.
But it was very, very refreshing to see something like that again. I mean, the characters were funny. Tiara had a lot that was incredibly commendable. She was a hard worker. She was very noble, very virtuous, very diligent.
She was a lot more than what the hype would have you believe.
Yeah.
She
was her own person.
She's a standout character on her own right.
Yeah. She could very much go on par with all the famous Disney princesses of yesteryear.
How do you feel about the film being on par with The Lion King?
I don't know. I'd have to digest it. I think it was fantastic. It definitely exceeded my expectations.
How about the music by Randy Newman?
Great. Mm-hmm. I loved the music. I loved the music so much. I'm going to go download it on my iPod. It was so
legally.
Much fun. Legally.
You'll pay for it.
I will totally pay for it.
As all of you should.
Indeed. Please don't arrest us. We have no valuables.
None. What's
not at all. We have several seasons of Battlestar Galactica, most of which are borrowed from our friends.
What about the prince? The prince himself was...
I relate to the prince. When he got tired after minting for about a quarter of a second, I'm like that. I'm an only child and I'm a girl, so I'm kind of a princess myself, and I'm incredibly spoiled, so I've never had to really cook for myself until recently. So I understand where he comes from.
Also, don't go to this movie on an empty stomach.
Yeah, oh my god, we were starving the entire time because they were eating gumbo and etouffee and all that stuff.
It looked delicious and authentic.
Yeah, and I've been to New Orleans before and I've tasted that stuff and I know how good it is.
How about the fact that the prince seemed to flip the usual gender roles of each of the characters? Like, he was the one in jeopardy.
I like that. I've seen that in a few films before, but this movie really, really, really took it to a new level.
I'm okay with it, as a man. I'm okay with it.
Well, thank God.
He was mad funny, also.
Yeah, he was.
And the whole movie was mad
And I understand
funny.
Him. I understand where he's coming from. Mm-hmm. Being an only child and everything. And
a prince
girl.
From Moldova.
That's not where he was from.
I know, but it sounds the same. Yet I digress.
Yet you digress. I love the musical numbers. I loved all the characters, and there were several scenes in the end that are especially touching that we will not reveal, although we really want to. Although there's this one particular flashback that I think we could talk about.
Perhaps, but I don't know if we should give that away. Also, there is also a number of references to past classic Disney films.
Yes, the costume party. Everyone was dressed as yesteryear Disney princesses.
I thought I caught, what is it? A lion in there. There was a, what is it? I think I saw Jafar at one point.
I think the blonde girl, I always forget her name, was supposed to be Aurora.
Oh, she's hilarious.
She was awesome. She was hilarious. Really, really, really funny. She was a little spoiled brat, but she had a good heart.
Also, a borderline pedophile, but that's just, that's my opinion.
That's a spoiler. That's a spoiler if there ever was one. She just wants to live a good life, like all pedophiles.
Take four?
She wants happiness. No, we're keeping this. And I think we're at take 7 at this point. Thank you, Ron, for spoiling all the takes.
I do what I can.
So, in short, we enjoyed it very much.
Yes, check it out. If you got a girl, or you got a guy, take them to the movie.
Or if you got a friend.
No, this is not a friend movie.
Oh, we were friends and we saw it.
Oh, no, we're on the job, though. It's different.
We're on the job, though. Yeah, we never hang out outside of the job.
No, I don't even know you.
Yeah, I don't want to know you.
Also, where am I? Unhand me.
Why are you?
Unhand me, woman.
Thank you. This is ReviewFix.com. Olga Privman, senior editor. Ron Hatcher.
Some guy.
Some guy. Watch Princess and the Frog. You won't regret it.